Hey guys, welcome to the Masters in Motion podcast. Today we've got a great episode. Rick has already completed the CrossFit Open 24.3 workout and he shares his entire experience. And if you are an audio listener to this podcast, you should head over to the YouTube channel, Jason Grubb YouTube channel, and you'll find the video version of this podcast and you'll be able to watch Rick complete this entire workout while we do the podcast. So, like and subscribe to the channel there so that you can get notifications when the podcast goes live on that channel. Now, enjoy the podcast. This episode is powered by Thirdsy, your go-to for game-changing sleep recovery. Imagine hitting your workouts harder and waking up feeling unstoppable. That's what Thirdsy's PM Recovery Collagen does for me. It's like a pre-workout, but for your sleep, fueling your body's active recovery processes without any melatonin or sedatives. Just one scoop before bed supports deeper, more restorative sleep so you can crush your fitness goals. Ready to experience your best rest and recovery? Visit Thirdsy.com and transform your nights into recovery power hours. Thirdsy, because sleep is the ultimate recovery tool. That's Thirdzy.com. Save 20% with code Jason ZZZ. All right, it's us, Rick, you and I.
Yeah,
we get to share about the final open workout this year. Wow, what a doozy that got released. In our past couple of episodes, we've talked for like 10 minutes before we even shared what the workout is. So let's lead with the CrossFit Open 24.3. You've done it, so I'm going to let you introduce the workout.
Okay.
What is this thing?
You got it. Okay, 24.3, which was leaked an hour early.
Nice.
For whatever reason. Poor CrossFit. Last year, somebody hacked, not hacked them, but whatever, figured out the URL and got in early. This time, I'm sure somebody pressed the wrong button at the wrong time, but it was up. Sure enough, it was confirmed when Jocko got to do the announcement. Thumbs up for him. That was fun to watch him do something a little out of his element.
Yes.
But it is with a 15-minute time cap. It is 5 rounds of 10 thrusters at 95 and 65 and 10 chest to bar pull-ups. So that's the first 5 rounds. Then you get a minute rest and you must take that minute rest. And then you can start on the next 5 rounds, which are 7 thrusters and 7 bar muscle-ups. The weight for the men is 135 and the weight for the women is 95, if I'm not mistaken. So it is a total of 170 reps. It's 50 thrusters and 50 chest to bars and then 35 bar muscle ups and 35 thrusters. Simple on paper, not simple to perform. Let's put it that way. You're already smiling.
I am smiling. So if you're listening to the podcast, just know that we do have a version of the podcast on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. At some point, Masters of Motion will have its own YouTube channel, but it's on my YouTube channel at this point. And what we have playing in the background starting right now is the video of Rick Stevenson completing this mm-hmm. workout. It's going to be really fun. So, Rick, I'm not going to be distracted by watching you complete the workout back here, but we are sharing this with
you've
the audience.
Already watched it.
So that I've already watched it. But so the audience, if you do get a chance to tune in to the YouTube video of our podcast here, like and subscribe. You know, this helps spread the reach for the podcast. But we get to see Rick complete the workout in the background. And I mean, first of all, I am distracted mm-hmm. by a couple of things. First of all, Rick, the depth of your squats on your thrusters and your lockout leaves nothing to doubt. Andrew Hiller, we should send this to Andrew Hiller right now to say, hey, this...
He's not coming after me for that.
Not coming after you. Your chest to bar, you don't even need a camera anywhere near that bar. I can see your chest punching the bar. So, okay. So we know Rick Stevenson does good reps. Well, there was never a question.
The only floor plan deal this week, and I did have to catch that. I know I was back and forth with you because I knew I was heading in later this afternoon, is they just said the bar has to be, the bar has to be 5 feet from the pull-up bar. So I, as you can see, I put some tape down on the floor directly underneath the pull-up bar and put some tape underneath the floor on the floor there 5 feet out. So I knew where my heels were, my judge there. You can see in the corner. Thank you very much, Craig. Kept an eye on me. If I got a little close, he would say, hey, watch your heels. So Simple floor plan for the final one. I'll give HQ props on no floor plan the first 2 weeks, and then a tape line on the third. So for an affiliate, this will be very easy to do with, as long as you have plenty of rig space.
And
everybody gets their favorite bar.
That is me. I love my favorite bar. It's very, very important. Does it matter which direction you face on the pull-ups? Doesn't say anything about that, or which direction you face on the muscle-ups?
I don't think it did. Okay. I don't
just
think
six
it
feet.
Did. Yeah, yeah.
Again, I love the simplicity of that. It just makes sure that, you know, you don't have people getting weird with it. You're not putting yourself in danger, because people will just straight up put themselves in danger in order to only have to take one pivot to do thrusters after pull-ups. But now that you've done this, having the barbell any closer to the bar would not necessarily have been an advantage, right? Because there is no overwhelming rush. What was the first few rounds of this workout like for you? And let's go back. Actually, let's step back.
Yep.
You didn't have a chance to watch all the strategy videos beforehand. You saw it. Mm-mm. You saw it.
No.
And I know that you started to get ready and get going into this thing. So
yeah,
what went through your head, and what was that process like? What did you think going into this?
We have worked a lot on a lot of upper body pulling. My chest bars have improved over the last year. You know, I still got that funny kind of donkey kick at the end there, but doesn't feel like it there. I certainly hit the middle part of my chest, so I know I'm pulling effectively. I didn't think the chest bars were going to be too bad, and 95 pound thrusters, we can move those. I know that's 50 thrusters at a time. The couple of tips that I did listen to beforehand, it was do not rush yourself through the first five rounds, or you will pay for it. I heard something like take your Fran time and double it. So you're doing more reps than Fran, obviously. You're doing five more reps of each, and you're doing a larger pull with a chest bar as opposed to a straight chin over bar pull up. I decided that I was going to go 10 unbroken thrusters, and I was going to break the chest bars up 6 and 4. And I really didn't feel anything in the chest until probably round 3. Then it started to, you know, like, okay, hey, this is an open workout. This is, I'm starting to feel it. But it, you know, it doesn't, as we'll get into it, it doesn't really, workout really doesn't start until the second half of this.
Did you feel it in your grip at all in the first half? You know, so Fran starts it.
No.
No, no grip issues. Okay.
No, I did not. I'm telling you, I'm a couple hours past here. I made sure worst kept secret in the world was that we were going to have some bar work this week. So, I mean, I made sure I took care of my hands throughout this week, and they were fine going into it. But then from an actual grip perspective, everybody's different, because in texting back and forth with some friends, I know they said, you know, how was your grip? Or I've heard grips blows up and things like that. Mine didn't. So maybe I'm doing something right there with the grip,
okay,
but something else is not working with the thrusters, as we'll see. But no, grip was fine. You take time to shake it out a little bit, and you take, you know, you're taking your breaths in between. And since this is not a frantic Fran pace, I'm going to be coming up here at 5 minute mark. That was my final set of thrusters. I didn't glance at the clock, but my judge just yelled or spoke at that time. He was like 5 minutes in. So I kind of knew where I was. I knew I wanted to be in between that 5 and 6 minutes, and I'm going to end up here at 5:42, I think, is where I'm done. I followed the same rep scheme all the way through. But then it gets real.
Now, before we get there, the rep scheme. So I do like that rep scheme, and I'm considering my breakup strategy, you know, as I look to do this workout tomorrow. But for you, you know, I see after you've completed the first five rounds, you've got some fatigue going on. Would you have changed anything looking back? Would you have changed that first rep scheme, maybe 6 and 4 on the thrusters, or does 10 feel like it was totally doable? And, like, you know, were you able to recover during that minute?
Well, yeah, you see, I grabbed my belt, grabbed a little drink, and toweled myself off. for the video, we fast forwarded this. We don't want any internet trolls out here. I did show my weights in the bar.
Yes, we did.
We were apparently allowed to use two bars. They used two bars. We saw Boz actually switch the bar out for Jay in the live video. So I went ahead and just loaded two bars up. It started to really compound.
Sure.
I don't know if I would have broken up the thrusters because that's just an extra added break.
Yeah.
And once you're, it's only 10 thrusters, it's at 95, and we all know the trick to breathe at the top.
Yes.
You know, continuing to breathe through, but if you're going to rest, you're going to rest at the top a little bit.
Yep.
I did not feel bad at all on those thrusters. Could there be a redo in store? Maybe, but I don't know if I'd change anything in the first part.
Okay, now
we'll get to the second part. That's where I think I would.
Yeah, as we go into the second part, I see looks like you're going 4-3 to start with your thrusters.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I've heard, maybe I heard someone say, I think I've only listened to a couple of things, but I've heard someone say that, you know, once you hit that second set of thrusters, your legs are immediately toasted, or they start to feel immediately
Correct.
Toasted. Did you feel that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So absolutely. These aren't like fresh thrusters at 135 after a minute rest.
No. I should be squat cleaning 135 into the first thruster.
Yep.
And I don't think I did. I'll have to check. I mean, you know, my mind shuts off there. But I think I needed to power clean it, get set, make sure I had my balance, and then thruster, which again, that wastes some time. The bar muscle ups for me, I love that movement.
Yes.
If you know me, anything on the bar is fun. Any bar muscle up or ring muscle up, that's my jam. I never felt bad grip or anything. I did go 4-3 just because 7 is a very doable number. However, it was just starting to compound. And I'll tell you where my legs felt is when you get done with your set of, bar muscle ups. When I land,
yeah,
I felt everything rush to my quads.
Sure.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That was an unusual feeling. We've all been doing this for a long time. I can't remember here at the end of the video is a little, at least on my side, it's a little skippy. There, you land and I could just feel my quads blow up.
Yeah.
So then you're walking over to the bar with blown up quads, starting thrusters again. That's just not a good combination.
So what do you do, you know, when you're there, you're pacing around, you're about ready to do your second round of heavier thrusters. You know, what do you tell yourself? How do you get yourself back to the bar? Because I imagine you're feeling probably a little overwhelmed at the fact that you have 28 more reps to go and your legs already feel like this.
Well, luckily, I was thinking in terms of rounds. I was not thinking in terms of reps at that point. I was like, okay, here's round two. Here's round three.
Okay.
I did this solo. If somebody were next to me, I'm the type of athlete that maybe might push a little bit harder if somebody was next to me, honestly.
Sure.
There were a couple people off camera that were cheering and yelling, and that was much appreciated and helped. But look, right there, you can't hear it, but I'm gasping for air.
Okay.
It really was legs and lungs.
Yeah.
It was not grip.
Okay.
This was not a grip or a muscle failure on any part of the pulling motion. This was legs and lungs.
Heart rate.
And it's interesting.
Heart rate goes way up. I mean, I imagine this is one of those workouts where the heart rate starts to climb by round 2 and 3 on the first round and really, really starts to just elevate here. And by the looks of it, you're at a really uncomfortable heart rate, and you've got 5 more minutes to endure this uncomfortable heart rate before the time cap.
But see, I'm not coming close to failing a muscle up.
Nope.
I, you know, big kip and I'm up. I'm like, okay, this feels good.
Sure.
But then as soon as you come down, boom, the legs again. I was
like, it's really curious. I know that I'm going to feel that exact same thing tomorrow. And it is. It's sort of like when we're doing thrusters, it's such a smooth motion that I imagine when you come down off the bar and you're landing in this this quick
violent jolt.
Yeah. And your legs just,
yeah.
it's a different sense of muscle fiber that gets activated when you're catching yourself coming off the bar. Maybe I'll come off the bar and gently let myself down to the ground tomorrow.
Put a little pad underneath.
Yeah, right?
Nothing says you can't do that. Land on a pad, absorb some of that shock.
Seriously. May roll off of it somehow. Okay, see, so
I'm heaving at that point.
Yeah, I see. I see. You're heaving. Heart rate is high. Now, you know, you're pacing. Are you glancing at a clock as you're looking at this to sort of, you know, think I got three more rounds?
Yeah,
I'm at 11 and a half minutes.
Yep.
What starts to happen in
and
your head?
He was giving me a countdown. We're not there yet, but well, maybe he did say 4 minutes to go, and then I know I heard him say 2.5 minutes to go, and at that point, then you know, as experienced of athletes as we are, it still crept up on me, and I was like, oh gosh, I've got so many more reps. How am I going to move through this with 2.5 minutes to go? And I'm like, well, I don't think I can go unbroken on these. So I think I need to keep my rep scheme up, but can I, how do I move faster? And just didn't happen.
And we call this time slippage.
I moved
all of a sudden the time you're running out of time, and there's nothing you can do to slow down the clock. Every time you glance at the clock, I imagine you're shocked at how much time has gone by.
Yes.
Again, I, you know, watching the video, I'm watching your thrusters. It's crystal clear on my side, 'cause I'm the one that's streaming it. Rick, the thrusters look good. They look solid. Talk about on thrusters and bar muscle-ups. In your experience, proper form and technique trumps improper form and technique when you're fatigued.
Right.
Wouldn't you
sure.
say?
Sure.
Like,
I would. And I think I just mentioned that I would power clean that first one to make sure I had balance. Because if you have good balance on a heavy thruster, it just makes the thruster that much more smooth, as you described.
Right.
If I'm a little off balance and then I'm into the forward, under the balls of my feet, then you're into the front of your quads.
Yep.
You're leaning out in front. It's just not a smooth movement. I think the bar carries you instead of you controlling the bar. So again, proper positioning makes it a smooth lift. It's just, 30. Remember, we're looking at the last set that should have been 35 total thrusters after doing 50.
Exactly.
So it's not like if we had reversed this workout, which I don't think they ever would have, but if we had reversed it, you would certainly make your way through the 5 rounds of 7 and 7 a little bit better. And
yes.
Then I wonder what that 50 and 50 would feel like on the back half.
Oh, it would be terrible. It would be truly awful. It would be some of the saddest 95 pound thrusters we've ever done. Now you're getting into round 4 here, on the second half of this workout. You've got, less than a minute to go, and
he's in my ear. So I'm aware of my time.
Yep.
I know he said 1 minute, and you know, he does his little look back there too.
Sure.
And I'm like, I know I gotta go. I gotta finish these thrusters, and then I've got to see what I can do on the bar. And, okay. So this is my final set of thrusters. Again, I wore black shorts. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, you're honestly your depth and the lighting and the angle of the camera. We don't want to wear black shorts when we're doing workouts and we're videoing, but honestly, you are making it dramatically clear that your squats are below parallel.
Because the weight is crushing me. If I could go an inch or so higher, I would, but I think the barbell is controlling me at that point.
I'll tell you, for me on thrusters, not going to depth is harder than just going to depth. I'm always looking for the rebound.
Absolutely.
Right?
Look for the bounce.
Yep.
And, you know, wearing knee sleeves, I know you talked about that in your prep video too.
Yep.
Knee sleeves and I are married, so that's quite all right. And then I knew I just had to keep going. He gave me a 15 seconds and I dropped. I probably could have squeezed one more out.
Maybe one more. It was very tight.
He very close. He did give me a 15 second warning and I had a few more to go. So, the skill level, the weight went up and the skill level went up, which is what we expected for the third workout.
Yes.
There were no max lifts this year. Unlike last year, we had the max thruster.
Right.
In the middle of the second one. Then we had heavy snatches at the end, I think, of the third
Correct.
One.
That's right. We had two heavy last year.
Yeah.
So nothing heavy this year. It makes me think that the open is fairly inclusive. Although bar muscle ups and heavy thrusters are very, very challenging for a large portion of the population that are doing this. But maybe they're saving those heavy lifts, those higher level gymnastics for quarterfinals, where I almost think of quarterfinals with the top 25 going two quarterfinals as almost a continuation of the Open, and then semifinals being that, you know, that last round of qualification. Not necessarily a continuation of the Open, but for the most competitive out there, or those competitors out there, that's where some of the more complex tests will come. And I'm glad that this third effort is going to give people the opportunity to get their first bar muscle up.
Absolutely.
Even the fact that they will have to get through seven heavy thrusters before they even get to test that bar muscle up just puts a really fun line in the sand for those that are looking to achieve something pretty cool. But besides that, your thoughts on the workout, you know, are you, not that we have any, it doesn't matter what we think about it, but do you feel like this is a good test to round out this year's Open?
This felt very Open-ish. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we didn't follow the formula last year, but in many, many years past, it's always been some type of pulling and a thruster.
Yeah.
It's been chest to bar, it's been bar muscle ups, and it's been regular pull ups. And this year was no different. It was an interesting combination. You know, for week one was a couplet, week two was a triplet, and here you go back to a couplet again.
Right.
I guess you can call it a couplet with these two movements. So what we didn't see is a chipper,
right,
of really any sort. So expect a chipper.
I know, exactly. We can start speculating very soon about what we might see in quarterfinals and semifinals if we think about the CrossFit methodology, you know, seeing chippers in there, as well as
the box is going to come out.
Some really gnarly stuff.
Yeah,
it'd be really interesting stuff.
I mean, heavy lifts. Unfortunately, you and I will go into this with certainly much more detail, but we're not at a community level yet where they can trust us with anything other than a rower.
Right.
So it's good to work on the bike. It's good, both bikes, Echo and C2. It's good to work on the ski erg. It's good to run on the assault runner. But if they're going to test us anything other than rowing, it's going to be shuttle runs.
Yeah.
So
that's
just the way you have to do it with an online competition. But, you know, this felt very open-like. Great environment. Had the two buddies there on the other side of Karen. Craig Goodjudge, you know, it was, I'll tell you what, I felt, even though this crushed me, it felt better than doing it at 6:30 in the morning. And that's what I don't have to do tomorrow morning. So I'll go in and get a regular training session in.
Yeah.
And then if somebody needs help being judged or something like that, I'll jump in.
Yep.
Volunteer that. And Saturday, same thing. I'll train, but I'll also help judge. And then we'll see how the legs feel on Sunday.
Yeah. And
if it's even needed, I don't know.
Right. Now, how much
do I learn?
What do we learn from this? And, you know, I can't say anything to that until I get into this workout and do it. You know, strangely, I've done both of the, and I do say strangely because I really rarely retest open workouts. And you and I talk about this all the time, that it doesn't matter. It's a one and done kind of thing. And then I go and retest the first two open workouts of 2024 when it really doesn't matter, because making the top 25 is the goal.
I know.
But there is some element of satisfaction, I guess, or curiosity maybe for me when I complete a workout. Yeah. And then I think to myself that if I would have done it differently, I think I could have a dramatically different result. And then I retest it. And, you know, I probably make some people mad by retesting it. At least my good friends give me a lot of crap about retesting, which is fine. And I love it. And I love my training partners here in Birmingham when I'm telling them, guys, Monday morning, buckle up, we're retesting. Now, this one.
And they're like,
they're mad. Yeah, they're just mad. They just. But on this workout, thrusters and pull ups, like, we know this. We know the pain that goes along with this, having watched, you know, the mortals of the community do it as part of the announcement, watching the pros, the elite athletes do it as part of the announcement, watching the wheel wad announcement as well, and seeing the devastation, watching you complete this and just seeing how heavy you're breathing for such a long amount of time. All of that tells me that I should just try to do this one time and just be done with it, because it's just going to be so unpleasant. That's okay.
You have this very good mindset for this, but I think it's worth repeating, because I told myself this before I started. I was like, man, I really do not want to do this two times. This is before. I'm like, this is a competition. I am walking out on the competition floor where I do not get a second chance.
Yep.
So make it count.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 minutes left and I'm doubled over, can't breathe. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to, I should be done. These movements, I love being on the bar.
Yeah.
I love the bar muscle ups. And then I fell a little short, but all was not lost. It was a good, good experience. It was a good open.
Yeah.
Hey, and what's the most important thing? We've emerged healthy.
Yes.
You can't make it to quarters if you're not healthy. So
yep.
Remember that.
That is the ultimate, that's the ultimate challenge for this workout, because this workout does increase the risk of injury. Not necessarily mm-hmm. chest to bar pull-ups. 50 chest to bar pull-ups isn't really that much volume. 50 thrusters is not that much volume at 95. You know, that's pretty something we're accustomed to. But when we start moving into heavy thrusters under fatigue, a little bit of sloppiness can mess some things up, either a hip, a lower back.
Yep. Lower back.
Those kinds of things can happen under fatigue. So I think that is the advice out there is that, you know, stay in your lane. You know, it's mm-hmm. definitely time to push it. You get to do this one time a year, but it's not time to get injured. It's not time. If you have a lower back injury and you're worried, you're a little nervous about it, probably want to tap the brakes and don't do anything really crazy, on this workout.
Right.
I mean, that's not to say not do it, but just we're not getting crazy, right?
The belt. I needed the belt.
Yeah.
I just know how my lower back feels. I already took some shit from a buddy. He's like, you are a belt. You wasted time with the belt. I'm like, Shane, if I didn't wear the belt, I'd still be standing there gasping for air. It really doesn't matter.
But the
belt felt good at the bottom of the thruster, the 135 thruster.
Yes.
And to me, I know myself. I know my lower back. I need that. Yep. I need the belt. And I didn't double loop it. It's an Element belt.
Yes.
It's got the locking mechanism. I did not use that. So I trust the Velcro and it didn't let me down this time. So it was easier on and off. I felt like I didn't waste time doing that at least.
And if you're watching the clock or if you're counting your breaths, I mean, you're not going from the pull-up bar to thrusters in that capacity anyway. You're right. You are breaking there to chalk or breathe or put on a belt anyway. If a belt is something mm-hmm. that helps that compressive, explosiveness out of the bottom on the thrusters, I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure I will test with and without a belt for the same reason. I tend to struggle with breathing with a belt, but I'm trying to remember the mm-hmm. semifinals workout that we did last year where we had ring muscle ups and thrusters, trying to remember if I wore a belt or not. And I probably should just go back and look at some pictures.
Just go back in your video.
Yeah. And just see what I did. So curious, just looking at the past, because whatever I did then worked great. So I'll have to just see if I did.
Okay. Just mimic that.
Yeah.
And I already know I have in mind some athletes in our 50 to 54 group that knocked that out of the park last.
Yes.
May, I think, is when we went.
Yeah.
I expect the same because of the similar stimulus for this one. So don't let me down, guys. And you talked in your video about perhaps wearing lifters.
Uh-huh.
You know, I do like thrusters and wearing lifters at times if that's all I'm doing. I don't like pairing lifters with bar.
Right.
You know, pull-ups and stuff. So to me, it was the wear the belt and wear regular nanos or wear your regular CrossFit shoes.
Yep.
And that's what worked.
And that's, I think I'm doing that same strategy. My ankle mobility, if lifters would certainly give me a slight improvement in my posture on the thrusters. Mm-hmm. But I've worked on my ankle mobility excessively for the last, 10 years really. And because, I'm good at both of these movements. I'm good at thrusters. I'm good at all the gymnastics work that's in this workout. An extra little bit of weight is, could make a little bit of a difference, could be distracting as well. So I mm-hmm. probably during my warm up tomorrow, I will test both. Actually, I have two different pairs of lifters that I might try. One pair is a little bit lighter. One pair is a little more robust. I have Noble lifters from the games and I have new tier lifters and they're a little bit heavier. Mm-hmm. And I also have my nanos. I also have Strike Movement that I accidentally forgot all of my CrossFit all of my normal shoes on Monday's retest of 24.2. And so I just had my Strike Movement shoes on. And I don't even lace them.
Fine.
They fit my feet perfectly. I don't lace them, but now I'm going to do, 8, 500 double unders, so I laced him up appropriately. And that worked fine. So worst comes to worst, you could do this barefoot if you had to. Probably should wear shoes, but you could. So
fear of dropping something like
moving that. Forward. Okay. So
yes.
Advice. I'd like you to give advice to two separate groups of people.
Okay.
Those that are not as fit as you. Okay. You are a world-class 50 plus, you know, CrossFit athlete. So what's your advice to those that are, you know, new, maybe this is, you know, they're one of their first, you know, handful of opens, and they're still kind of gathering themselves up. They're still learning. Maybe they haven't experienced this combination yet, this push pull that we have on this third workout. So right. Advice to those. And then I want you to give me advice. You know me. And so I want to give you the opportunity to do
okay.
Both.
All right. First set, I would say if it's your first, if you had a couple opens under your belt, but you're still working on putting together a higher skill movement like a bar muscle up, I would pace yourself knowing how you are going to react to 50 thrusters and 50 chest to bars. I'm assuming that that is an athlete that has a 95 pound thruster and a 95 pound, and a chest to bar pull up. So you don't have to race through it. Your sticking point is probably going to come in the heavy thruster. And if you get the seven heavy thrusters out of the way, maybe your next sticking point is the proficiency with which you have or don't have on a bar muscle up. So get through, take your minute rest. And even if you have to do doubles, maybe even singles, I did see already a couple clips of some people doing just singles on the heavy thrusters. Get your seven, and then you're going to have a lot of time left to work on, you know, the proper bar muscle up, whether the first one happens to be that chicken wing, which you see a lot of people when they get close to their first, that's an instinctual movement where they just slide the arm over and they were up above the bar and then we can press out, or you're able to swing and have enough hip drive that you can cross over the top of the bar and you can press out from there. To put seven, if you're only a few opens in, to put seven bar muscle ups together might take perhaps the balance of the time. But as we heard during a broadcast, every one of those muscle ups is going to be major points on the leaderboard. So the frustration can come after, the celebration can come after. You need to stay focused and in the moment with getting yourself through those first seven heavy thrusters and then concentrate on doing what you've practiced with that, attempting the bar muscle ups. That's my advice for that, for the first group. For you, already you've explained to me how many variables you're going to have to knock off or practice just before you actually go. So by the time you've hit your timer and you're a 3-2-1 go, you're going to feel comfortable in your equipment, your pacing, and your rep scheme. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't love the phrase, everybody has a plan until they're punched in the face or something to that effect. However, what I've noticed from you is that your ability to even adapt on the fly after getting punched in the face, you could still, you know, maybe it's an extra couple of breaths, but you're still not going to deviate that far from your plan. And we're not talking about something that's going to take you an inordinate amount of time. Seven bar muscle ups should be, even under fatigue, should be unbroken for you. So I think your biggest thing is just going to have to guard against going a little too fast in the first 50-50.
Yeah.
Just so that you know, because you have the capacity, you'll know you'll be able to go probably 7-7 on the second half, or at worst 4-3 and then 7 bar muscle ups.
Right.
With limited break. So watch yourself on the first 50-50.
I have been repeating that over and over to myself, over and over. And anybody that's asking me, and they're talking about going 10-10 and moving fast, like everything tells me that we got to tap the brakes early on. It's
the workout's not the first 50.
It's not. It's the buy-in. It's 100 rep buy-in to the workout. And you can't go too slow and run out of time.
Right.
And you certainly can't go too fast because there's you're not recovering in a minute. It is a nice, lovely transition from one level of pain to a whole new level of pain. So it's fun. I hate that you've done it already. I'm jealous that you've done it. Well, I'm jealous that you're on the other side of it already.
This was me last week. I know. Remember, this is why we try these things.
Yep.
We'll go back into training. We'll go back into regular training and just swap stories.
Oh, so much fun.
And I'll see a couple of your videos and
yep.
And we'll still continue to share. But this is I think just another training piece for you. So, yep. You'll want to push it because you have the competitive drive and you're going to want to finish high on the leaderboard. I'm through this. We'll see how I feel. I've got my recovery pants ready to put on after this and go eat some more food and then get back to work this weekend.
That's it. Back to work. And then next week, Rick, it is, all eyes towards quarterfinals. And next week, next weekend, I'll be competing at Beach Brawl with a team of Boulder athletes. Three of us 40-plus guys are going to do – actually, we're all 45-plus. We'll all be doing Beach Brawl and a little spring break. So, having spring break with a couple of guys that – well, families, of course. But we'll all be training down there through spring break as well. So a couple mega sessions and beach time is what will be happening down there. And – I'll squeeze in some work. We'll do podcasts, of course, to be able to share that experience. Again, that's the weekend after this weekend. In no time, we'll already be speculating and thinking about quarterfinals. I'm sure we'll have some guests on between now and quarterfinals.
Correct.
Soon as quarterfinals are released, be sure to tune in that night. We will have our recap, of course, and our thoughts on all the quarterfinal workouts. It'll be a Wednesday when they're released. And so we'll have a special episode that night. Clear the schedules.
Today is the 14th. I think we're at about 32, 33 days until quarterfinals.
So fun. It's just the best time of year. It's such a fun season.
The fitness that you're working on now will probably pay off for quarters, but everything that you've done, you're not going to get more fit the next day or two. You're just going to let this 24.3 let it go and hang on and enjoy it.
Well,
we're working down the road.
Rick, thanks for sharing about your experience. Thanks for letting us share video. There's a lot of transparency when you share a video early and there might be a lot of people that see it, but it was really fun to see you tackle that, have crisp, clean movements. Again, Hiller can look at this your video all day and there's nothing that he's going to take away from that.
In the latter half of that workout, that was not what I was thinking about. I was like, can I breathe?
No, but
can I please breathe?
Hey, at the same time, when you're doing stuff like that, you do not want a no rep in the middle of having a heart attack. That's a bad omen. So in the middle of having a hard time breathing because the workout is so hard. Rick, thanks for doing that. Thanks for making yourself available tonight. We love this. And those that are listening, enjoy the final workout of the Open. Have a little smile on your face at that 15-minute mark. And
Have some fun. Yeah.
All right, Rick, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Masters in Motion podcast. We'd be so grateful if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcast app. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Your support helps us reach more listeners and grow our Masters community. Until next time, get bolder, not older.